Hi there. The word for you today is forgive, for your own sake. In Colossians 3:13, Paul writes, "Forgive as the Lord forgave you." A lady writes, and I quote, "I found my husband with another woman. Although he begged me for forgiveness, I wanted my pound of flesh. So I filed for divorce, even though her kids asked me not to. Well, 2 years later, my husband was still trying to get me back, but I wanted none of it. He'd hurt me, and I wanted revenge. Finally, he gave up, married a young widow with 2 children, and rebuilt his life without me. They're all so happy, and I'm just a lonely, miserable woman who let bitterness ruin her life. Now, there's no question that infidelity is painful and it's wrong. But without forgiveness, what's left? There's a point at which anger stops being a healthy emotion and becomes a driving force. And like a drug, you need larger and larger doses of it. Once that happens, you move even further from forgiveness. Because without anger, you've no energy at all. It's what drives hate groups and extremists. Without bitterness, they've no reason to exist. If you take bigotry from the racist, revenge from the zealot, and chauvinism from the sexist, what's left? Listen to what the scriptures say. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgive you. Bitterness is fatal. It can kill your soul. So how can you stop yourself from becoming bitter when you've been hurt? In 2 ways. Number one, by looking into the face of the person who hurt you and instead seeing the face of the one who showed you mercy when nobody else would have given you another chance. And number two, by realizing that before the day, the week, the month, or the year is out, you yourself will be needing grace and mercy.